But you know what season it really is right now? Basketball season. It's getting to be that time of the year. People are thinking about quad one, quad two, quad three, quadriceps. I don't care. It's college basketball season. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. The official bracketologist of this program, chief bracketologist. How you been, man?
I'm doing all right. My team's doing very well, so that makes me happy.
That's right. Purdue has the whatever their eight-footer is of the year. Where does Purdue get all of these guys who are taller than everybody else on the planet?
Well, it's a big-time ag school, so, you know, we've engineered a few things and out there in the field.
That's true. They have the biggest drum, right? They have the biggest drum and the biggest people. Excellent stuff. All right, before we get to basketball, I am curious. Are you looking forward, really looking forward to the day where you get to project a 16-team college football playoff?
Well, however many it is, yes. You know, they're going to start with 12, and I'm looking forward to that. So if it gets to 16, yeah, sure. I think, you know, it's a lot more fun to project a bigger tournament than it is to project a small one.
It's good for business, as they say.
I guess so. Yes.
You know what, Jerry? I've known you for a long time. You don't seem excited about this.
No, I actually I kind of am excited about it. I think it's a better system than just having the four. I don't know that we're necessarily immediately going to see the benefits of that, but I think the more teams you put in the playoff, the more I think you can distribute the talent a little more evenly. Because right now, everybody wants to go to one of the five or six schools that makes the playoff every year. And if we have more teams with a chance to make the playoff, then the really talented guys that want to go to the playoff will have more options. Maybe it'll spread out some.
Yeah, I don't think they're going. I don't think these guys are making their decision based on can I play in the playoff.
Well, the NIL obviously has a lot to do with it.
I just think it's the NFL.
More schools are going to have money.
I think it's the first and the last initial there, the most important ones, the N and the L. The F in the middle. That's where they want to go.
Right.
So this my opinion, but you know, that's not really why we invited you on today to get into a debate about where college kids are going to go play football. So is the ACC going to get closer to 4 or closer to 8 teams in this NCAA tournament coming up in a few months?
I would say closer to 4.
Oh, boo! Boo!
Sorry. You know, I like Virginia, Duke, Miami. I'm not real optimistic about anyone else, which doesn't mean that somebody else won't get in because, you know, you got to fill the field. But, you know, those teams pretty reliably good. Carolina seems to be getting better.
Maybe.
So I don't trust anybody else.
All right. So Clemson is 6-0. They lead the league and they're 59th in the net. You didn't even mention Clemson.
They have two quad four losses.
Right.
I'm working on a bracket today. I'm in the 40s. I haven't got them in yet. They've got to go in somewhere because they're the AQ. But it's a weird profile. They kicked it in league play, but two quad four losses is still, you know, two quad four losses, and there's not a lot of quad four losses in the bracket total.
Could they be in the 16 versus 16 play-in game? First four, no? All right, I'm just curious. Look.
They could be in the, not in the 16. They could be in the first four if they don't win the league, you know. But,
okay, all right. Pitt's good, too, and Pitt is 65th in the net.
Yeah, well, they're good relative to the league.
They're
certainly good relative to what they've been.
You didn't listen to Jeff Capel yesterday. Jeff Capel, or 2 days ago, Jeff Capel is singing the praises of the league. I actually think the league's pretty good.
Everybody sings the praises of their league.
Right, but
that doesn't necessarily.
But Jeff Capel is right.
The ACC is down again this year. I don't know if it's historically down like it was last year. I don't know that that would be accurate because last year was dismal.
Right. Has
really
it
bad.
Historically down three not, teams in the Elite Eight and two in the Final Four and one in the national championship game?
Yes. but they were horrible in the regular season.
They were.
But the tournament's a different season.
It is.
And, North Carolina had to get hot just to get in.
Sure.
And then stayed hot. Duke was the only reliable team in the ACC this year. And they got, team in the first four or two? And You know, just Miami was a 10 seed, belonged as a 10 seed, but they got hot. I mean, you know, the tournament is all about getting hot at the right time, but you get the seeds that they got, they absolutely earned.
I'm not even arguing that. I agree. I do wonder, though, if, and we're talking with Jerry Palm at JP Palm CBS on Twitter. I do wonder if the committee goes, how many times are we going to get burned by underseeding or under...
They don't consider that getting burned.
I understand
so
that.
So then they're not going to think the way you're asking that question because they don't think they got burned.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're not... look, you get a seed, you get selected, and you get a seed based on what you did in the regular season. But you know, that's in the past once the tournament starts. You can do whatever you can do with it.
Right, but here's the problem.
That's what makes it fun.
And I think you know me well enough to know that I am pushing your buttons here. But here's the way I do think that there is a problem with the perception of things in that once you get into your league and you can't prove that teams have gotten better because you're only beating, quote-unquote, each other, it skews everything. And I do think that there were teams that legit got better last year after early season, dumpster fires. North Carolina was one of those teams.
Only because there was nowhere to go but up.
Well, true. Not arguing with that logic. I personally...
North Carolina got better. They had to. If they didn't, they were never going to make the tournament.
Right. I am not 100% sure they're going to make this one.
Yeah, I'm not either. I still don't have them in my bracket either.
You don't have North Carolina in your bracket yet?
In the 40s. That's correct.
Yeah.
Although I feel confident I'm going to put them in here very soon.
Yeah, Carolina in a first four game in Dayton, that would be...
They're not going to be that far down.
That would be lit. What do you think about NC State?
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
Not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
Not much, but not terrible. They're on my board. And they may get in today's bracket. I feel this way about the whole ACC. There just isn't much here, you know. Carolina beat Ohio State. That's their only win. The six quad one losses, all of their losses, quad one losses, but they're 1-6. That's just, you know, that can get you in the field, but, you know, Carolina lost it, or NC State lost at home to Pitt.
Pitt's good.
They beat Duke, though, so that's nice.
They didn't beat Duke. They beat Duke four times.
They've got a quad four heavy schedule still now. You know, and that's the problem with January brackets is you haven't played your non-conference schedule weaknesses out of the picture yet. You know, you got to go another month from now before, you know, the seven or eight quad four games you played in non-conference play are a little bit less of a factor in your resume.
How much does conference record matter?
Zero.
Zero.
It's not on a team sheet.
Zero.
They don't care how you did in your league. Seriously, they don't. I mean, unless you won it, then they care because it's got to put you in somewhere. But how you do in your league specifically is not even a factor. You're evaluated on your entire schedule, which is why the non-conference is important, because if your league is down, you have a chance to make up for that in non-conference play. If you take non-conference play off and then you don't do well in your league, then you haven't really given the committee a reason to take you.
I love Jerry Palm so much. People have no idea. I love having these conversations with you. I can't wait till our next one already. I might text you when we hang up the phone and see if you can come on again.
All right. You know where to find me.
I do. Absolutely.
Come on.
You're the best. Jerry Palm, CBSSports.com. Our chief bracketologist. The NCAA tournament is only 3 months away or something like that. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right. Thanks.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
92% because of a bike?
not just bikes. We also make treadmills and rowers.
Oh, let me guess, for elite athletes only, right?
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're an avid exerciser or new to working out. Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton bikes, tread, or row risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.